Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
What exactly is a word of knowledge? Learn from Kenneth Copeland today what the Bible says about operating in this gift. Grow in your walk with God and know that every step begins with faith. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go back up there now to chapter 12, 1 Corinthians. Take a look at this again. And begin reading in the 8th verse, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings. In the Greek text, healing is plural here, and you notice it's translated that way in the later on in the chapter in verse 30, have all the gifts of healing. Well, no, it isn't singular there, but in the Greek, it's gifts plural of healings, plural. Now, let's talk about what is called here the gift of faith. This, the Amplified translates it as special faith. This is different from your saving faith. This is different from the faith that you exercised when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and the faith that you exercised to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the faith you exercised to receive healing, to receive anything that belongs to you in Christ Jesus. No, this is manifestation of the faith of God being added to your faith. Now, let me show you something right here. Thank you, Lord, for bringing that up to me. I appreciate that. Look at the 31st verse of that 12th chapter. Covet earnestly the best gifts. Yet I show you a more excellent way. And then he goes into talking about love. Well, people get sidetracked in thinking, well, it's love I need to go after. It's love. Well, that's absolutely true, but he's not saying here one or the other. He said earnestly covet these gifts. Earnestly. I mean, go after them, study them, talk about them, learn them. Hallelujah. Amen. So, and when you move over in what he called the more excellent way, you are earnestly coveting those gifts, but you're walking and manifesting in the compassion of God. And inside the compassion of God's where these manifestations flow. Hallelujah. Now, earnestly. Why do I want to earnestly spend time praying about these things? How do I pray about it? I do most of my praying about this in tongues. Well, how do you learn anything praying in tongues? I'm so glad you asked. Let's look now in the 14th chapter. See, these chapter numbers and stuff is all put in there after. This was a letter. Now, notice what he said here in this 14th chapter, he said, verse 12, even so, you for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Now, the edifying of the church, he's not talking about just the church congregation. He's talking about the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the reason he's talking about love. He just got through talking about it in the 13th chapter. I'm not seeking to just excel in these gifts. I am seeking to walk in a way that builds up the body of Christ. That's what this equipment is all about, is edifying, building up the body of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's ministering to the Lord. Now, I'm pressing in. I want you to see this now. Look at this. We're going to use our personal equipment to learn and walk in this equipment that God has given us to minister to the church. Now, I'm going to use my own faith to believe God for the gift of faith. I'm going to use my prayer tongue to believe God, to learn about the other manifestations of the Spirit. Now notice what he said. Verse 13, wherefore, you don't ever start a sentence with wherefore. So it must be tying something together. So back up. Even so, you for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. That takes me back to Mark 11, 24. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it. I have a Holy Spirit demand here on me to pray that I interpret. That means I have a demand on the Holy Spirit to see to it that I do and that I don't make some fool mistake while I'm doing it. Oh, Lord, I wouldn't do that for anything in the world. Now, see, you've let fear interrupt the whole process. Right in a very early day, the word of knowledge started working in me. It just was there. And it was there from the time like I told you earlier, I've never known anything in my Christian life except being born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost and the Word of Faith. That's all I've ever known. Like T.L. Osborne said, I was born free. I was born free of religion. I wasn't brainwashed. Everything I knew was wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me one time, we got in an elevator and they came and said, Brother Copeland. I said, yeah. They said, what is your background? I said, sin. That's all I knew was just sin until I got into this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let him pray that interpret. Why? So your mind can be fruitful. Now, let me talk about interpreting. You're not becoming a public interpreter. No, that's not what this is about. I'm praying, and before I ever start, I say, Lord, I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to pray about this situation. And I'm praying about something specifically here and as you said in your word, I pray also that I interpret, and I release my faith for that right now in the name of Jesus. And I believe I receive while it's still a mystery. I believe I receive while it's still a mystery. Before I know anything more than I know right now, I believe I got this thing. Amen. And I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to stay with it. Amen. What am I doing? I'm exercising my saving faith. That's my saving faith. And it's my prayer tongue that I'm using here. Mm-hmm. But I pray that I interpret. Now, Brother Roberts told me this. He said, everything that I have ever done, he said, in building the City of Faith, in building Oral Roberts University, he said, I didn't know how to build either one of them. He said, the only way I knew how to do it, he said, I knew was first sow my seed. He said, you can't do anything. You can't harvest anything if you don't sow on the front end. Amen. And then he said, start praying in tongues and pray that you interpret and you believe for it. Now he said, you're expecting it. You're looking for it. He said, it may come as a verse of scripture. And it just seems like it just kind of starts floating up in there. I've had that happen to me. I'm praying over something. And here it just came and I was like, what was that? You know? And I don't know, I think maybe last week I may have told you about this or something, but anyway, I ran out of messages. I got invited down to Houston to Brother Sutton's church, invited down there for 3 days, and the meeting went for 3 weeks, and I ran out of stuff to preach. And I'm praying before the Lord, and I said, you know, yeah, oh, Lord, help me here. Oh, God. And I did, boy, I mean, I cut down on it. I said, I guess I just preach the same thing over and over again. It seems like it comes out different every time anyway. See, I know I'm going to wind up preaching faith. I got to preach Mark 11:23. That's about the only thing I know. Still don't know much more than that. don't know much about that yet, but I'm learning. Amen. Now, go look in the back seat of the car. Go look in the back seat. There ain't nothing in the back seat of my car. There's not anything in the back seat of my car. Oh, I don't need to be doing that. I'm praying. Go look in the back seat of the car. See, I got the interpretation of it. And I finally, just to get rid of it, there's not anything in the back seat of my car. But I'm going down there just to stop this. It's irritating me while I'm praying. I don't like being interrupted while I'm praying. I went down there and I'd forgotten about it. Here's a whole sack full of books that a fella had given me. And I was leaving this church. I had just spoken there that morning. And Brother Copeland. And he said, I just appreciate your ministry. So I said, I just got some books here I'd like to sow into your life. I said, thank you, sir. Thank you. And I'm headed out of town, brother. I'm going wherever it was I was going. And I just laid those back there in the back seat of the car. I totally forgot about it. So I pulled them out of there. Oh, man. Glory to God. I started I've forgotten now, 12, 13 books of E.W. Kenyon's. Man, I just started on the Father and His Family. I read a chapter and preach a chapter. Read a chapter and preach a chapter. Amen. But see, the interpretation was there. Right. But it wasn't spectacular enough for me to take hold of it. And when the Spirit of God is moving, don't be always looking for spectacular. Some of the most supernatural things are not spectacular at all, but they are supernatural. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. And Brother Robert said, it may come as a conviction. All of a sudden, you think, I need to fix that. Yeah, Lord, I need to fix that. Glory to God. Amen. I just repent of that, Lord, and get that out of my way. And just deal with it in the Spirit and go right on. It may come as a note of victory. When you get that victory, you know what that means? Jesus is saying, I got this, little brother.
Right.
Just relax and praise. Amen. I got it. That means you've pressed through to the victory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. It may come out of your mouth in your known language. Amen. And as you're doing that, you're hearing direction come out of your own mouth. Now, that's where most people get over into fear. Oh, I wouldn't want to do that. Well, back there in the very early days, like I said, this particular word of knowledge, it just was there a lot. A long time before I ever knew what it was. And we would go to somebody's prayer group and they'd, any of you guys were in any of those prayer groups back there 40, 50 years ago, oh man, that's some of the most powerful things we ever got into. and they'd have a hot seat. You'd put that hot seat in the middle of the room, and people would sit down in that hot seat, and everybody would start praying for them. Man, I mean, you never heard such praying in all your life. And I'd just lay hands on people, and I'd start praying. But then that person would say, how'd you know that's what I was wanting to pray about? I don't know. I just knew. I mean, back in those very, very early days. See, that's what that was, word of knowledge. But I didn't know. I sure did like it. But it functioned back there, even in those early times. Well, a lot of you that works and functions in your life, you've never recognized it. So, anyway, there's two or three things that happened, two or three different situations. And I saw it and acted on it maybe about half what I got. And sometimes I didn't do anything about it at all. And one day in preparing for service one day, and the Lord started talking to me about it. He said, what are you going to do about this? I said, nothing. There ain't no use you conning him and lying. Just tell him the truth. He already knows anyhow. There's no use dragging this conversation out because it's going to end the same way. He's going to end up on top. You understand? He said, what are you going to do about that? I said, nothing. I don't intend to do anything about it. He said, why not? I said, because I don't want to make a mistake and cause trouble in somebody's life. Lord, the bottom line is, I'm afraid I'll make a mistake. He said, knowing you, Kenneth, you probably will. But he said, you're already making the biggest mistake you could make. By not trusting me, you're making a mistake that's hindering your life, because I'm going to hold you responsible for what you didn't say. And he said, you're walking in fear instead of faith. Well, once he corrected me, I could easily see that. I could see where the problem was, but I still didn't want to do it. And I think I told you about this, but anyway, I was preaching in a little town in Oklahoma, and I just walked up to the pulpit and then hadn't even started preaching yet, and really hadn't said hardly, just hello, how are you? And I saw the usher bring in this couple through the back doors of the church there. And I heard the Lord say, that man and woman that just came in have just come from visiting their son in jail in Tulsa. I want you to tell them that everything's going to be all right. So, the first thing that crossed my mind, what if he's not in jail? Now, stop and think about it a little bit here. What do I really need at this moment? I hear you thinking. Special faith to move right up under the word of knowledge and support it. See, the only reason they're divided up singular is where we can analyze them and look at them, but they work together. All these self-same things working together as the Spirit will. I said, the man and woman that just came in, the Lord wanted me to tell you that your son is going to be all right. She squealed, ah! You know, oh, glory to God! think about how, as powerful as that was, think about what a mark that would have had I done what I was supposed to do. Now, I got in trouble because I was trying to protect me. So what I did what the Lord said. I made the worst mistake I made was not doing what He said do. So this is where faith always comes in. Always need faith. Call things to be not as though they were. Now, what if I'd have said, your son's in jail, and she said, well, my boy's not in jail. He's just down the street there, but he's sick. And I can miss it. I'm not infallible. I can miss it. I'd have just simply said, well, thank God, glory to God, at least I got half of it, right? Glory to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the worst thing that could have happened was me mess it up and she not believe it at all, but at least I did what I was supposed to do. But the devil will do his best to worm in there and try to make make me look bad. You and I look bad enough already. Just forget that. Get completely out of that frame of mind. Amen.
Amen.
These are gifts of the Spirit, and they are for all of us to be profiting by. Hallelujah.
Glory to your Lord.
This area of the word of knowledge and diversities of tongues. I'm going to talk to you about that next week, particularly in the word of knowledge in a deeper manifestation of it, and diversities of tongues in a higher manifestation. On the day of Pentecost, they heard them speaking in their language. But now, wait a minute. It said they heard them speaking in their language. That doesn't necessarily mean they spoke in all those languages. Come on, folks. Give the Lord a chance here. Amen. Now, both things were happening, supernatural speaking and supernatural hearing. Now, they went on that day, they went, obviously, some of them anyway, went directly into diversities of tongues. They immediately started moving in the gift of the Spirit of diversities of tongues. That's different from your prayer language. Your prayer language, it says they speak to God, howbeit no man understand Him. Now, that's happened recently. In fact, tomorrow night I'll show you a video about that happened to the kids from our church down in Honduras, where a woman received the Holy Ghost and began to speak in fluent English. So she went from she just jumped from that, her personal prayer language, into the diversities of tongues. And I am certain by now, I've had some time to listen to this, that was for the benefit of our young men and women that were on that team.
Amen.
Amen. And for this church. She was actually ministering to this church. Amen. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.